South Zone are all but into the Duleep Trophy semi-final after reducing West Zone to 156-6 in their first innings by stumps on day three. South Zone's earlier finally declared their first innings at 600-9 with Marlon Rangarajan unbeaten on 58. The West Zone's second wicket pair, Vadicha Wagmodin and Ankit Bourne, did give their side some hope with a stand of 82, but wickets tumbled towards the end of the day. Part-timer Abhinav McCund took a couple of wickets with his leg spin, while Rangarajan ended the day with figures of 3 for 50. So who is Malang Rangarajan? The 24-year-old contributor with his bat and ball for South Zone. An off-spinner and low-order batsman from Chennai, he made his first-class debut in last season's Ranji Trophy. His form with 204 runs and 18 wickets from 6 matches was enough to see him get a chance at zonal level. He is a product of the Tamil Nadu age group system, having played for their under 14, under 15, under 17, under 19, under 22 and under 25 teams. The rain-affected matches in the Dhaka Premier League came to their conclusions on their reserve days. Cricket Coaching School beat Kelagar Samaj Kalyan Samiti by 45 runs on the Duckworth Lewis method. CCS fought back from their overnight 99 for 5, post 213 from 9 for their 40 overs. Fabiz Maharouf made 57 off only 35 balls. Faisal Hussain ended as the pick of the Kelagar attack with 4 for 45. Left-arm spinner Amit Kumar then returned career best figures of 3 for 17, as Kelagar were held to 172 for 7 in their run chase. Kalabagan Cricket Academy comfortably overhauled Shaikh Jamal Damondi's total of 205 for 8 in a match that was reduced to 34 overs aside. Hamilton Mazakaz hit 93 off only 71 balls, and 131 with Abdul Mazid for the third wicket. And there was still no result possible in the match between Kalabagan, Crera Chakra and Brothers Union. Brothers Union reached 86 for 2 after 16 overs of their run chase when the rain arrived once again. They had been set 154 for victory, but Kalabagan had posted 148 for 5 from their 25 overs. Captain Jehan Mubarak and Fahad Hussain both hit brisk half centuries, adding 102 for the fifth wicket. And in South Africa, there were wins to KwaZulu-Natal Inland, KwaZulu-Natal, Bolland and Western Province in the CSA provincial three-day competition. KwaZulu-Natal was set 343 in the fourth innings, after Northerns had bravely declared their second innings at 373-6. Chad Bowes anchored the start of the run chase with 58, while Jonathan Van Der Aar made 104. There was then an unbroken fourth wicket stand of 141 into the 110 balls between Cody Chetty and David Miller. Chetty passed 50 for the second time in the contest, and is on 77 off 76 balls, while Miller made 73 off only 58. KwaZulu-Natal Inland ended the Namibia's second innings at 275, to wrap up victory by 7 wickets in Pietermaritzburg. Xander Pitchers did make a career best 118 for Namibia, but their poor first innings left KwaZulu-Natal Inland needing 105 in the fourth innings. Divan van Wyk made 56. More wickets tumbled at the Wanderers, with Boland beating Gauteng, despite being bowled out for only 79 in their second innings. Sean Jameson ended with 5 for 25, but Gauteng's poor first innings told, and they were set a daunting 243 in the fourth innings. They could manage only 147, as Petrus Jethro took 4 for 25. Travis Muller and Dane Patterson shared 7 wickets, as Griqualand West slumped to a heavy defeat at the hands of Western Province. They could muster only 109 in their second innings, to lose by innings and 47 runs. And North West clung on for the draw against Eastern Province. They ended on 263 for 8 in their second innings, a lead of only 68 runs. Half-centuries from Kylan Varden, Brett Pelser and Dale Deeb proved crucial, with the latter two sharing a pivotal 109 for the 8th wicket. Anric Nortje was the pick of the Eastern Province attack with 454. And news from the county circuit. Derbyshire have signed former Nottinghamshire batsman Scott Elston on a 1-year incremental contract. However, they've released seam bowler Alistair Evans and will probably not offer a new contract to opener Ben Slater.